आएंगे भी आएंगे,
हमें
आएंगे एक एक के पास जा रहे हैं।
Hello, my dear friends. Sri Krishna implores you to come back to the spiritual world. He is your dearmost friend, your dearmost beloved, and you can love him through the process of Harinam. So please chant with us. Will you chant with us, dear brother?
You ignorant, foolish man, be gone! Get away! Leave my house!
My dear Haridas, what kind of command is this? To proclaim Sri Krishna to people who are ignorant and foolish and who bear a ill will. I have no doubt in the mission of my Lord. I have no doubt that he is there to save all his souls. If he desires, he can make our mission more palatable to the people. I know. Let us proclaim Sri Krishna to Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai! Oh my Lord! Them of all people! I think they are the best candidates. Because they are not only the most powerful men in the city, but they are also the most sinful wretches. And if the Lord could get them to accept Sri Krishna, then that would be a miracle that everyone can see. And then the mercy of my Lord Nimai will be known to everyone. Haridas, please, let us go.
Jagai Madai were two Brahmin youths who were city chieftains of Nadia under the Chan Kagi. But in reality, they were absolute masters of the lives and the property of the citizens. After gathering a large band of scoundrels, they used the power atrociously. They treated the citizens in a manner no human should be treated. Under the influence of alcohol, they robbed and raped the people mercilessly, sparing neither man nor woman. They were the greatest sinners of their time.
Did you get your gold, Jagai?
You didn't have it.
I made him
lick my feet. Then I took all his wealth, including his eldest daughter.
What fun! Yes, well, I got my gold.
Oh boy.
Gold.
So, there you are. Having very much fun with you women.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Give me all your gold! What do you mean, but? Give it forth! Get out of here, you garbage!
We
need
food. I'm sorry.
Now you've got your gold.
My dear brother. Please turn from your
wicked ways. Sri Krishna is your most valued friend, and he beckons you through the method of chanting Hare Krishna. My dear brothers, please chant with us. Come.
How dare you, Jesus, come here? Thinking this nonsense? Leave now and live.
But my dear...
The love from your heart for his fellow beings knew no bounds. And for those who were fallen, he felt the most profound pity. His notion was that Jagga and Mala, in spite of their worldly prosperity, were the most miserable of sinners. So nearby the afterworld and the suffering of sinners, there were extreme realities. He knew that the brothers would suffer terribly hereafter. The condition of these two brothers, therefore, called for his earnest consideration. But he was further helped in his deep resolution of converting the brothers by motives of policy. Namely, in order that these two men, so well known in the country and so dreaded by the people, might bear witness to the reality of the avatar Sri Gauranga.
No, Haridas, we barely got away that day. My dear Haridas, I have one request for you. I want you to go to Mahaprabhu and ask him that the brothers deserve his first consideration. Tell him if he has pity on those two fools, then they can be saved. Please tell the Lord for me.
My Lord, I can understand that you can deliver the entire universe simply by your glance. So these two brothers, Jagai and Madai, they are already delivered. The will of the Lord is so hard. I can understand that Sri Krishna Chaitanya has requested both you and I to approach all without distinction. But it's also enjoined that we should avoid the envious. We are simply attracting them to commit offenses to you. Not only that, my lord, they are in an intoxicated condition with pride and wine and so dangerous. You know, my lord, he is supremely playful. And he is supremely unconventional. And we should also be like him. And fancy the condition of these wicked wretches. If we do not save them, Haridas, then who will? Our mission is to save everyone, even the lowest wretched.
Oh, Dittai, let us go back. Don't cry!
You die! You kill me with your tears! It happened, however, that the two brothers pitched their tents in the corner of town where the Lord lived. This did not stop the kirtans, of course. One night, the Jogin brothers came upon a kirtan, being attracted to the sound, but finding no entrance, they danced and drank until the early morning. As the Lord and his devotees left the building, the brothers approached the group and asking him what is this his theatrical group was singing about. The Lord ignored him and left. Nittai and Haridas, seeing this, were disappointed, having hoped that when the Lord saw them, he would open their hearts.
Stop that noise!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
my party in a large body of men, all under his leadership, chanting distant songs, playing on musical instruments, and dancing like madmen. When I told them to stop, they began to chant even louder, completely ignoring you.
That's so. Well, then today, we shall exterminate those Vaishnava pests. Let's go!
Your case is not so simple as you may think, Mud-Eye.
children. I am also one of your children. Therefore, you cannot cast me away.
You? A son of God? Did you ever recognize it? Why then did you maltreat your brothers? You, who thought you were the Lord of all. You, before whom men begged with folded hands and knees, now kneel before me as a worshiper, a devotee, in the presence of this crowd of people? You should be ashamed. But you, the best-dressed man in town, now roll with your fine robes in the dust, weeping as helplessly as those whom you made to weep before you. Are you not ashamed? Blinded by material prosperity, you crushed out all the fine sentiments given to you by a merciful God, so that you may be a help to your fellow man. But no, you trampled the weak, the poor, the innocent. And now you claim your right as the child of the same Father who created all? Have you no shame left?
Oh, Lord, I see I am finished. Yet somehow, all hope has not deserted me. Am I to be abandoned thus forevermore? My Lord, I do not ask for forgiveness, nor am I afraid of punishment. Let it come and I shall welcome it. Only tell me, is there any way, any penance, by which I can, at a future time, obtain your lotus feet?
Well,
please tell me the way if there is one. Then you may cast me off.
If you come to that, I can't help you. You have offended the lotus feet of Sri Padmasananda. If you can, by any means, receive his mercy, then there is some hope for you.
Mercy! Oh, Lord, mercy!
Do not forgive him too readily, thus making him take his sins lightly. Let me implore your mercy for him on his behalf. He's a poor wretch.
My dear Lord, you are the supreme controller. You are the supreme truth. And it is you who took mercy on your child, Magad. And it is you who desires to save him through me, always giving credit to your devotion. Let thy will be done. If it is through me that he is to be saved, then I say to you, my Lord, I forgive him. Not only do I forgive him, but I forgive him unconditionally. Nay, let me tell you how I feel. Let the heavens and the earth, all these dwellers, take witness. I not only forgive Madai unconditionally, but I grant over to him all the pious merits that I may have obtained through all the good acts that I have performed throughout the entire course of my whole existence. My dear Madai, come to my bosom. And let the whole world see that there is no
आएंगे सब एक साथ हरिनाम करते हैं
You have seen this drama play. You should think that this is not drama. So, from today, if anyone taking wine or any kind of smoking, drinking, you should give up from today, then surely the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur will come, and by their mercies Nityananda Prabhu will return. And Nimai, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will be very merciful to you. If anyone doing offenses to the Lord's feet of devotees, Mahaprabhu cannot do anything. But if Haridas Thakur will be so pleased and he will request Nityananda Prabhu, and then Nityananda Prabhu will be mercifully, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will know the will of Nityananda, all will be excused and all have Krishna prema. So I am requesting all those who are not following all these principles, you should try to very strongly don't take wine. I have heard from devotees, so many disciples of Swamiji, lacking of
association.
Now they are returning to the same point. Now they are taking drugs, wines, becoming more lusty, and so many bad qualities in them. So, I have come ordered by Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, to remind you all. And this play, not play, only to remind you all. Especially those who are playing this drama from today. Be pure as Nityananda Prabhu wanted. Then, if any effect will come, if anyone taking anything to devotee, but if he is not pure, not qualified, his teachings will be very
effectless.
Eh?
No effect.
No effect.
No effect. It may be for temporary effects. So the gurus who are not qualified to teach, and if they are teaching anything, don't take wine, don't take drugs, don't cheat anyone. They can listen for a moment, momentary results. But if you will be like that, yourself, not taking wine, no anything, no smoking, no drugs, no pyaaj lahsun,
onion garlic,
then all the devotees are bound to follow this. So my request is that we should again come in the same time as Swamiji came here. You should think that Swamiji is here. And you should again be inspired like same time. So he has sent me to see or they are following me or not. So when I will return, what I will tell? So if you are promising like that, then I will go and meet him and tell, oh, I am happy, I am satisfied, all are following you and always remembering, always keeping you in your heart and your words. Gaur Praman. Yes, so do Kirtan all and Jagai Madai. After that he told that from now we will not do anything wrong. We are taking promise for this. And they began to wash the ghat.
Bank.
Bank. Bank of the river. And the ladies who were not going there in fear of Jagai Madhai, Jagadananda and Madhavananda.
When they heard that, oh, they have been changed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas. Now again they began to see him and to take bath on Nagariya Ghat where Jagai Madhai was saying. And they were clearing. How clearing? Pruning the ghat, clearing the ghat. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
जल्दी आगे करो ना।